Blacklist.com. Staging in the left lane is your host, founder and creator of the Blacklist, Bill Pratt. And in the right lane, John the Wildcat Blackhawk. You're going to hear news and interviews from the world of drag racing, both now and then. So get yourself situated, pull your belts tight, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready for some racing and rocking.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Racing and Rocking with Draglist.com, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. I'm Bill Pratt. It's great to be with you tonight. Tonight, we feature NHRA Pro Stock rookie Tanner Gray, who's had a fabulous early season. I'll ask some racing questions, and John will ask some rocking questions, and you can join our live chat during the show. Go to racersreunion.com and go over to the right side of the screen, guys. But without further ado, Tanner Gray, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on here.
Man, so great to have you on. And, I mean, now we're catching you after, like, two national events, and you're doing so great. You're taking over the seat of...
Hello?
Still there?
We're all here. Bill just cut out on us.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Yeah, he's... I can hear both you guys and everybody else out there. I'm sure can hear us.
Well, Tanner, we thought, man, you just really blew our minds the other day over there in Pomona. In Phoenix, that was fantastic, and we were rooting for you to win that race. I'm sure you got a win coming up. So, let us know how it's all going, man. We're interested.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's going really well. So far, me and the team have gelled very well together, and I feel like we kind of struggled with the car a little bit in Pomona there, and we made a switch to the cars, and I got my dad's car, and then we went to Phoenix and qualified third, and I feel like we had a pretty fast race car pretty much all day. It was pretty consistent, and I think it's just going to take some time to get some of the little bugs worked out to where we can get to running with KB and the rest of those guys.
Yeah, that EFI must be a pretty complicated system, to get dialed in right, but it looks like y'all got it going on, man. You're right there.
And, hey, guys, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're back.
I'm back. Man, I tell you what, I'm having a crazy, crazy Skype thing tonight. But, yeah, thanks, John. So, and awesome stuff, Tanner. So, take us through those first couple of events. I know, because let's bottom line this, man. You won your first round at Pomona, and then you went two rounds at Phoenix, narrowly losing to Greg Anderson in the semis. I mean, nobody's supposed to go into the pro stock category and do that sort of stuff right off the bat.
I feel like it's gone really well so far. Obviously, as a racer, you want to win, but... so far I can't complain with how everything's gone. I feel like the learning curve hasn't quite as been as steep as it might be for most, but I think that kind of comes along with all the other types of racing I've done as far as the dirt and the asphalt and late model stuff, and I think just all the seat time that I've had really helped me transition into the pro stock car.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because a lot of folks may not realize that you do have a ton of seat time since you were like 12. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
Junior dragsters, dirt ovals, mini sprints, outlaw carts, 360 sprints, midgets. In fact, in late model stock cars, actually, back in 2016. And in fact, you won an outlaw kart race at Millbridge Speedway in Salisbury, North Carolina, in late 2016. So, I mean, you're racing very competitively in a lot of categories. Take us just through a couple of those rides you took.
Yeah, no, we won two races at Millbridge this year, and they were actually pretty special races to me. There was the Ironman 50, which was the 50-lap race, and then there was the Brian Clausen Memorial race that they had for Brian after he passed. So, to win the Brian Clausen one was pretty special, just because, that was one of the only races they've had like that. And, to win it for him was pretty special. But, as far as the asphalt late model goes, I feel like that went pretty well. We won Rookie of the Year down in Florida for Speed Weeks. And then we went to a Cars Tour race in Southern National and qualified on the pole there and ran second. So, you know, we've had some good finishes in every car I've ran so far, but, you know, we're just waiting to get that win in the pro stock car, you know?
Man, I'll tell you what. Well, you're doing great, and so let's talk about the heritage here a little bit. You know, long line of racers, obviously, and I've got to watch each one of the generations of the Grace racing, including Granddad, who raced Fuel Funny cars back in the '90s and was hugely competitive. Came back in pro stock, very competitive, and of course your dad Shane.
I think we lost BP again. Am I here?
Yep, you're there. Carry on, John.
Oh, okay.
That first win, but any thoughts about Fuel Funny cars down the road?
Yeah. I don't know about funny car. You know, I have a little bit of interest in a top fuel dragster. I mean, obviously, cool. I'd get anything if the opportunity arise, but, you know, right now, I'm just focused on pro stock and, you know, going out and winning the championship in that first, and, you know, then whatever happens from there kind of happens, you know?
Right. Well, yeah. You know, it's one mountain at a time, man. I mean, so are you intending to race the entire tour this year?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're scheduled to run all 24 races and, you know, try to run for a championship.
Fantastic. Well, you know, there's one thing that, you know, there's another big pro stock thing going on right now that, you know, with a lot of folks involved in it, and you're in the running for the fan vote for the K&N Horsepower Challenge this year. You know,
uh-oh, I think BB accidentally cut out on us there for a second.
There, to kind of put in a plug for your nominee.
Yeah, BP, you're fading in and out, man. It's going.
Oh my God.
5 seconds on, five seconds off, you know. So, Tanner, I'm sure you know what BP was talking about and everything. If you want to add to that, that's great.
Yeah, the K&N Horsepower Challenge is coming up in Las Vegas, and basically it's just a like a horse. You know, they take the top eight fastest guys and they race them all in like a bracket type deal, and So, you know, to be able to race in that would be really cool. I feel like our car's definitely competitive enough to race in it, and so far I feel like I've been driving good enough to have a chance to win it. So, you know, I just need all the votes I can get to get in that eighth spot, and you know, we'll see where we go.
Well, so far so good, man. I mean, you've done fantastic as a pro stock driver, and of course the experience that you've had in all those other classes that you raced in leading up to that had to give you a great amount of savvy and natural ability when you get on a drag strip. So yeah, we're very supportive of you in that. In fact, me personally, I hadn't seen a driver step into pro stock since Erica Enders that have done as good as you have. You got a natural ability. I was writing about that the other day. And in the future, what do you know, I know you're focused on this season. And, you know, you had mentioned that you had an interest in Top Fuel down the road. Well, you know, I've seen a Valvoline sticker on a Top Fuel dragster before.
yeah.
But I'm not sure about Gray Motorsports if they go with it. But, you know, hey, at this point, you know, you got your whole life ahead of you, man. You can pretty much name your ticket from here on in.
Yeah, no, I think it'd definitely be really cool to run a Top Fuel dragster one day. I think just the speed and the excitement of it is really cool, and you know, just how much power they make is incredible. And you know, the fastest I've gone is in a pro stock car at 213, I think, and you know, that feels pretty cool. So I couldn't imagine what 300 feels like, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, that is that's pretty fast. Well, now, looking ahead at the 2017 season, I know you have the Gator Nationals coming up, which is a traditionally, you know, it's a historic event, and it would be great if you went rounds there and were actually able to get a win. What about the U.S. Nationals? I'm sure that looms large on the horizon for y'all's team.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's the biggest drag race in the season, and, you know, I think it'd be really cool to win it, especially since my dad won it in 14. And, you know, I think it, I don't know if my grandpa's ever won it or not, to be honest with you, but, you know, if he did, it'd be cool to have three generations win it. You know, I think it's just a very special race to win, especially since it's a Chevy sponsored race, and, you know, we're running, one of the Chevy Camaros. So I think that'd be really cool to get a chance to win that.
It sure would be.
Hey guys, checking in. Can you hear me?
Yeah, BP.
Man, I tell you, I seem to be hit or miss tonight. I mean, I'm looks like not all my spark plug is firing, but this is something we always kind of ask. Typically, some.
Whoop! I think he accidentally cut out on us again. There, you know.
You're going to have to ask him, John.
I'm just improvising here, you know, because I don't have all of BP's notes with me. I'm usually the rocking guy, and I talk about the music part of it, you know, when that segment comes up. So, you know, do you have a long-term deal with Gray Motorsports to race several years into the future? Is this part of your operation now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we want to race as long as we can, obviously, and I think that we definitely will, as long as, you know, we continue to do good, and as long as I continue to perform well and you know, race good. So I think as long as we can continue to do that and you know, just be good at what we do, then, you know, we'll continue to race. But, you know, there's kind of no point in going out there if you're not competitive anymore and anything like that. But, you know, I'm really excited for what we got. I think we're really competitive, and you know, the guys are doing a great job with the car, and they've done a great job getting me up to speed. So, you know, I think we'll be all right.
That's awesome, man. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better pro stock driver than Shane Gray, and when he brought you in, I said, man, these guys are going to be contenders. Y'all, you know, I have no doubt that you're going to come away with some victories this season and get high up in the points. Winning the championship would be just a dream come true, because as it is, as everybody knows, the KB team, the Summit team, is they're more or less like the New England Patriots of the NHRA. They are just absolutely, you know, nearly unbeatable. And
right.
I saw Jason get beat and everything, but when you guys showed up and y'all started running against them, I was going, man, we got some competition in there now, because last year they just ran away with it, you know.
Yeah, no, they definitely have they've done their homework in the off season and got some fast race cars, but, you know, like I said, there's just a few bugs we got to get worked out with my car, and I think we'll be right there.
Oh, no doubt about it.
JB, why don't you go ahead with the rocking questions, man?
Yeah, you know, we're interested to know what kind of music you're into, and we always do this with the guests. Actually, go ahead on your music, man. I'd like to hear about that.
Yeah, I'm more of a, you know, just if I'm hanging out at the house, if going down the road driving, more of a country kind of guy. But, you know, if I'm trying to get pumped up and focused, I'd have to say I'd go with rap. But
powerful,
you know,
stuff.
That's really,
man,
the only two things I listen to. Yeah, that's kind of the only two genres I listen to.
Well, when you get down there on race day, do you ever have a song that gets you pumped up and ready to go?
You know, I don't think I have one in particular song, but you know, I got I can't even name some of the ones that I have. I have a playlist that I have that I usually listen to, but you know, it's got 20 or 30 songs on it, and I usually listen to that to kind of get pumped up and in the zone, you know?
That's totally cool, man. Yeah, I'm a pro musician here in Houston, and actually we just got finished playing three nights in a row at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Barbecue Cook-Off. The logistics were horrible, you know, but we were able to get through it, and we got that put behind us for another year. You know, I just remembered, BP always asks the question of our racers, and I know this is your first season, but it might enlighten us if you could tell us what your best, your worst, and your craziest times have been in drag racing.
Man, well, it's kind of, you know, most of them are spectator stories, but, you know, the worst times at the racetrack are probably the rain delays. I can remember being there when I was about 10 years old, and you know, then you're wide open, so you're wanting to go out and do stuff, but when it's raining, you're kind of stuck in the pit area under the tent, not able to do much. Mm-hmm. And you know, my craziest story would probably have to be when my dad crashed in Charlotte in 2012. That was pretty wild. But wow. And then my best story would have to be probably winning my first round. That was pretty cool. I really enjoyed that. That was kind of a deal that made it surreal, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's got to be a great feeling for sure. You know, so, well, that is great, man.
Let me try a quick hello. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, man. Great to have you back.
Let me take this 10 seconds while you might still hear me. Hey, Tanner, you got any shout-outs you want to do while we got you on the radio?
You know, just mainly to my guys. I can't thank all my guys enough for all the hard work they've done for me, and you know, Valvoline and Chevy for coming on board and supporting us this year. It really means a lot. And my grandma and grandpa for giving me the opportunity to run this car. You know, it's a dream come true, and I'm really enjoying it. And, you know, driving that car is a blast. So I really can't thank all these guys enough.
Oh man, I tell you what, we love.
Well,
there you
I
go.
Think BP.
Go ahead and take it out, JB.
Yeah, man. You know, I just want to thank you for taking. Oh, are you here, BP? Well, he's cutting in and out, so I'll just talk until he comes back or whatever, you know. But I just want you to know that we're all behind you in this, and we're looking forward to great things coming from you in the future, Tanner. You did a great job so far, and you're an outstanding young man. I think you're an excellent representative of the sport. And, you know, you got everything going for you, so we just want to wish you the best.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate all you guys having me on here, and, you know, hopefully I can be back soon.
Absolutely. Right. Let's get you on after that win, Tanner.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Tanner Gray going for the championship in his rookie year, going for that rookie title as well. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you soon. Tanner Gray.
Well, all right. Y'all ready for JB's take? I'm ready to go with it.
Let's do it, John. John, take it away with JB's take this week's Racer of the Week.
Thanks, BP. My pick for Racer of the Week is Lisa O'Connor Fisher from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Lisa was recommended to me by our friends Don Turner and Gordon Jenkins. Thanks, guys. Lisa's graphic and intro is now number 2 all time on Facebook for likes, shares, and comments. She's runner-up into Brett Kepner, who is number 1, but she's right there in that league with him, and I want to congratulate her and her friends who lit up Facebook over the last week with her feature. I was blown away when I saw that thing go viral. Then Lisa sent me an outstanding drag racing story. She's the real deal, folks, and she deserves the recognition for what she's accomplished. Lisa grew up around cars and would hang out at the local drag strip when she was in high school. She never raced, but just mostly hung out with her brother and all his friends while they raced, so it's in her blood. Lisa loves cars, all makes and models. She had a 67 Corvair in high school, and then she had a few Mustangs, and then she purchased her beautiful 67 Camaro SS. And the story goes like this. She decided one day that she wanted to drag race, but the Camaro was a very pretty all-stock convertible, not the kind of car you want to race. And Lisa's brother had an 86 Buick T-Type Turbo V6, and he offered to let her take it down the strip. Well, Lisa was hooked. Within 1 year, she purchased her own 87 Buick Grand National. It was stock, so she started adding mods. Then before she knew it, she was getting kicked out of the track because she didn't have a roll bar, and her Grand National ran 1065 at 128 miles an hour in a quarter mile. Lisa refused to put a bar in the car, but of course she wanted to go faster. So she found an 87 Buick Turbo T on the Buick board for sale with a blown-up engine and an 850 cage. She purchased the car and began transforming it into her fast street car. It took her several years to get the car the way she wanted it. And in 2015, she completed Hot Rod Drag Week, which is a one-week race, driving the car 1,000 miles to four cities, then racing in each city. It's a true test of a real street car. Lisa set the record for the quickest Buick. She was also awarded quickest six-cylinder, with her best quarter-mile time in 2015 being a 9:62. In 2016, her best quarter-mile time was a 9:26 at 148 miles an hour. The specs on Lisa Turbo T are: it's a Buick V6 Stage 2 engine, champion heads, a 76mm precision turbo, runs E85 fuel, a 400 transmission, 275x60 drag radial tires. Her best 60-foot time is 1.27 seconds. Now, Lisa's goal is to get the car in the eights in 2017. This lady is a huge gearhead, and she wrenches on her car and does all her own research on what parts will be the best for her combo. And she's proud to have built a true street car that holds the Hot Rod Drag Week quickest Buick record. Lisa, you did great, and we congratulate you on your achievements. We wish you good luck, safe racing, and the best of times in the future. Back to you, BP.
Thanks, John. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Thanks. Before I'm gone, I just want to say we have one lost friend tonight. It truly is a friend. Norman Hechtoff, drag racing collector, a USSC conehead, fellow conehead, someone I've known for decades. Shared an Indy trip together with him. One of the most unique people ever that I've ever met in drag racing. Norman, we lost him on the 28th. And farewell, my friend. Lots of tributes on Facebook. John, I'm going to turn it back over to you to kind of wrap up the show, because I don't trust my connection anymore. But thank you, everybody, for joining. And John, you did a fabulous job tonight.
Well, BP, you know, I just did the best I could with what I had. You know, I didn't expect this, and sometimes I improvise. I know I didn't have the incredible data that you accumulate for each guest, and you've always got great stories and everything. And I was able to get in the best, worst, and craziest times, and it's Tanner's first season, so he didn't have a whole lot to, you know, compare to that, but I think Tanner is a fine young man, and I've been behind him from day one. When I heard he was coming in, I was really happy about it. I heard that Mendy Fry won Bakersfield this morning, and that was a great thing. Hopefully we can get her back on the show here one of these days. And I looked, and I couldn't find out who won Funny Car or any of the other classes, but I had a buddy come over from Hawaii and race this thing in the 7.0 Pro. And that was Kevin Raposo from Kauai. And I know he started out qualifying number 12, and then by the time they ran eliminations, he was at number 26. So I don't know how he did. I need to check back in with those guys. And one of these days, I have to make a pilgrimage to that March meet, because that's the granddaddy of all the nostalgia drag racing events that they have. Yeah. And oh, man, I'd just love to go out there. In fact, I have some people that live nearby there that I could probably crash on their floor visit, you know. And
I went to the 50th. We got to do the 60th.
That's going to be next year. This was the 59th. So, yeah, the 60th would be a good place to have the Drag List Nationals, come to think of it. After we do the one this year, I think we're going to the Funny Car Nationals this summer. And that's going to be, I think they moved it, and I haven't found out exactly where it's going to be, but it's somewhere where I've never been before, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'm just glad everybody showed up tonight. I'm sorry about the technical issues that we have, but that's what happens, from time to time with computers. And, we just want to thank our producers, Barb Santucci and Bud DeBoer, and Danny White back at the Drag List Super Crew headquarters, and our producer, Jeff Gilder, and all the good people with Zeus Radio Network and Races Reunion Radio. And until next week, we just found out who we got. It's a guy named Galen Smith from Texas, Pro Mod Guy.
Wow, he's awesome.
Yeah. So We'll get him up here next week with us and have a good old time. And y'all have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, John. Bye, everybody.
I'm going home where he can't get me. Spend all my life trying to be free.